Rav Hirsch, as usual, has a ton to say this week, and it's really 5 points. I'm going to try to get to all of them briefly. In the beginning, Rav Hirsch is commenting on the very first pasuk of Parasha. He b'shalach paro sa'am v'lo nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karovu. He talks about how right at the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jewish people really weren't yet ready for anything. They certainly weren't ready for war. So the first parasha says that Hashem took them a different way, so they shouldn't have to face a war right away. And Rav Hirsch explains why that is, and he says as follows: the parasha kodemus suyinatu daso ha'idiala shel am Hashem b'chukos ha'pesach ha'gamatzos kiddush ha'bechoros mitzvos tefillin. That's what we the end of the last parasha. But now chozer ha'kazav el sibar maseh ha'am ha'omid b'itzuma shel gula so. Uvereshes darka amilu yudo miyad marlan akasav. Right away, the Torah teaches us. Ki terem higia ha'am el osa madrega idealit. God has a purpose for the Jewish people. He wants us to be a role model to the world about how Hashem is in your life at all times, and you feel like Hashem is with you. But he says v'imzos lo hayabar filu shemetz kolshu miosa akach umiosa ometz halev. The Jewish people did not have the strength of courage at that time. The Jewish people, we were just a nation of slaves. We didn't yet have the bitachon in Hashem. We didn't yet have the strength, even though we had arms. We had plenty of weapons. That wasn't the issue, but we just didn't have the courage. If it was up to the Jewish people, how you shove him la'avdus Mitzrayim, they would have gone right back to Egypt. Even though they had weapons, hacherav lo nedra mimasnam, they had swords. Ach ometz hagvur, what they didn't have is strength of character. Veruach halachima, the spirit to fight, nedru milibam, was lacking from their hearts. That's what they were lacking. They still, even though they had just witnessed the 10 plagues, says Rav Hirsch, they were still lacking the bitachon b'Hashem. Osamida hanosenes la'adam ratzon v'ometz lev koach v'slavos l'chol davar v'chol hanesivos, in all circumstances. Shor yodehu ki hakol bidei shamayim. We see what v'ramei l'maskir kotz v'shmo rogel shav Hashem Baruch Hu Elokim. Hashem's goal with the people of Israel, and that's Hashem's goal with us also. We have to remember that. Hashem's goal with the people of Israel, Hashem's goal with us is
Right?
As a nation, we're supposed to work hard to do the mitzvos and to spread our bitachon in Hashem to the whole world. And when we have Hatzlacha, we're supposed to hang that on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaMuvtachas l'chol mish os es masav toch ne'amonis l'var Hashem. Hashem promises that anybody who sticks with Him and who keeps up with the Dvar Hashem, and who through all of life's challenges sticks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises ultimately Hatzlacha. Ulam, terem b'shel ha'am l'chios chayim sheka'ele Rak nisyonos muflaim yichanchos am v'yishtelu b'libam azakar. Here's the important point that I wanted you to see. It's going to take a lot of very amazing experiences and difficult challenges for the Jewish people to actually cement and solidify their bitachon. To cement, you don't have to go so far back here. No one else is coming, Herb. To cement and solidify their experience. Shehashkachas habore lozu bavad shemoshias ne'amadim b'shel shel zakanas adam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha is not only that which saves them at a time of danger, What the Jewish people lacked in actually knowing at this point was not just that God saves them in the moment of peril, but that every single day, day in and day out, even just to get through the day, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for your basic parnasa, as he's going to say later on by the man, we'll see in a second, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Jewish people didn't yet have that. And I think one of the lessons for that, that's why the first pasuk in the Shalach happened. That's why he didn't send them straight through the plishim. The Jewish people didn't yet have that do or die connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's something that we also, our entire lives, are striving for. And sometimes at the beginning of a person's life, he doesn't yet have that sense of bitachon, that sense of togetherness, that sense of staying with God through the hard times. You know, that takes a long time to develop. And that's what Hirsch is saying. That's the whole point of 40 years in the desert for the Jewish people. Through trials, through hardships, through challenges. That's the challenges of life are what cements for a person his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even through the difficult times.
But it's amazing that the 10 plagues are the most miraculous.
Right, so Rav Hirsch is going to continue to stress this, Joe, that the miraculous doesn't do it. That doesn't do it. It's the miraculous is like a one-shot deal, you get high, and then a month to 2 months or 6 months later, you forget. It's so interesting. You would think, you lived through it, oh, you mean you saw God's hand, you're never going to forget it again. But apparently, it's the day-to-day. It's the day-to-day living through the day-to-day challenges that really forges, or he's going to stress that a couple more times. In a similar vein, Joe, in the next piece, what is it's so interesting. I never really viewed it this way. I mean, I never viewed the following contrast. Take a look at Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Tesvav. So the Jewish people are freaking out at Yam Suf, right? They're freaking out. So, right? Start from the top of 195. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael saying, "Hey, we lift up our eyes, they see the Egyptians coming after us. Yamsuf in front, Egyptians in back." And what do the Jewish people do? They freak. Pasuk Yeral. Vayomer Moshe, "Amibli en kfarim b'mitzrayim l'chatan l'mos b'amidbar. What'd you do to us? This is what we told you, Mitzrayim. Chadam imenu, don't make us leave. Tov lanu avodas Mitzrayim. Better to stay in Egypt than die in the desert." Now, how does Moshe react? Listen, Moshe says, just sit back and watch and God will do everything. That's what Moshe said. Just sit back and watch. And that's not what happened. Watch. So Moshe, Rav Hirsch says, I never picked this up. But Moshe also didn't really know how God operates yet. He was also new with the game. He had some miracles, some things. But he didn't know. He didn't fully understand yet. So what does Moshe say? Yo Moshe, al tiro, hisyatzvu. Just stay right where you are. Hisyatzvu means just stand right where you are and watch. God's going to take care of everything. And God responds, says, no, that's not the way it works. That's the way Rav Hirsch reads it. So fascinating. I never picked it up. Take a look. Bamila hisyatzvu, look in the bottom of page one. Bamila hisyatzvu, miskala svaraso shomosha legabe yeshua tzvuya. This is Moshe's logic. Kesavur haya, Moshe thought, shahashem yashmidus paro v'eschelo, kiderach shahasim hulashmin eschel sancheriv, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, we're just going to stand here and do nothing, and God's going to wipe them out like that. That's what Moshe was used to. Right. So this is what Moshe was doing. This is classic. Moshe is telling people, don't worry, it's all going to be fine. And at night, he's praying to God, God, please do something. I don't know what to do. He's freaking out. He says he's davening. Al kach ba tshuva said, what does God respond in pasuk? Right, look at pasuk Yudal. Hashem yilochem lochem va'atem tacharishun. God will fight for you, and you will be absolutely quiet. Don't do anything. God says, no, it's not the way it goes. Vayom Hashem Moshe, matit zachila. What are you davening to me for? Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yuso. Tell them they got to jump in. Va'ata haremus. So that's so fascinating. Ah, klomar. God wanted the Jewish people to make the first move.
Right?
What does God ask from us? God asks from us to trust in Him and to believe in Him. That's what He asks. Right. And right. Tchila Yisuhem v'yardul yam below Hisusim v'chashos. He wanted them to go jump in without doubt, with a hesitation and doubt. Without hesitation and doubt. V'rak oz, only then Yisla Hashem is nesiv ha'ishu. And I hear how that's akasha, but to translate it to us, again, so I just think the lesson to us is that, again, you and I weren't there at the Yam Suf, and I don't know how you and I would have reacted. And it took a Nachshon, right? Nachshon did it. You know, he jumped in. God said, "Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yiso." I want you to jump in. So it's a mixture of action and bitachon, you know, and prayer. That's what he wants from us. But at the bottom line, what he wants from us is trust. He wants trust, but he also sometimes wants us to take the first step. You don't just sit back in your house and say, "Okay, God, you do everything." We have to take a first step. We have to have an army. We have to try to make parnasa. You can't just sit back at home and say, "Yeah, you got to make your shadlis. You got to make your shadlis with bitachon, and tefillah." Right. So it's interesting that Moshe even Moshe seems like he didn't get it at the beginning. That's what Rav Hirsch seems to say. Moshe didn't get all that. He just thought it's, you know, oh wow, we got used to the way things work in Egypt, right, with the Makos. Oh, God's just going to make some sign light. He's going to make fire come out of the sky, which he ultimately did. But here, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's almost like he's sort of like weaning us off of it slowly. Like in Egypt, it was purely God, but here it's like he wanted us to take the first step. Oh, that's point number two of this year. We're going to have 5 points. Try to get all of them. Oh, now those of you who know me well, which is all of you, know that I'm very into music. Actually, Motzei Shabbos, I'm playing something for these NCSY advisors, whatever, playing some music, giving a whole shiur about the power of music. Rav Hirshir talks a little bit about the power of music on Az Yashir. Music plays, I don't think we realize how much of a role music plays in Yiddishkeit. You know, the Chazan has a nusach on Yom Tovim, and the Leviim used to sing Shira with the Karbanos in Beis Hamikdash, and every davening has its own nusach. The Gemara says when you learn, you're supposed to have a nusach. The song plays a big role, right? You see in Tanakh all the time, David HaMelech played the harp. He used to wake up at midnight to compose the verses of poetry of Tehillim, which he used to sing with the harp. Whatever, there's a ton. So let's just see what Rav Hirsch has to say about that. Now, you may remember that Rav Hirsch already said this, when on the pasuk, when Yaakov Avinu says to his kids, "Kchu mizimras haaretz," take from the plantings of the azmora, is also a branch, is planting. So Rav Hirsch there talked about how a song is like a flowering bud. Why the word zmiros comes from the word zmora, which is a branch, something that grows. So he references here that which he wrote earlier, but then he expands upon it. Let's take a look what he says. So now, he's talking about this pasuk in Az Yashir, and he describes the power of music and what music does to a person very, very beautifully. And that's why I was a little attached to this, because I have sensitivity to it. But the very second pasuk of Az Yashir, right? Ashir Lashem Ki Goga, Susra Choro, I'll sing, right? First of all, Az Yashir Moshe Rabbeinu, when they saw the salvation of the Yam Suf, they broke into spontaneous prophetic song. Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Right, if you look at Rashi says that Rashi says, Kishira Hanes Allah Belibo Sheyashir Shira. So interesting. He Moshe Rabbeinu, again, but it says Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. Some people say they sang together. Some people say it was responsive. Some people say that the entire Klal Yisrael was motivated and inspired to sing together at the same time, the same song. Unbelievable. The same miraculous prophetic song. So you see that song has something to do with being inspired, because they were all inspired. right? Rabbi Sachs, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs likes to say that words are the language of the mind and song is the language of the soul. Song is the language of the soul. So, right, Rashi says, right, Allah Balibo Lashir, he was inspired and motivated to sing because that's what singing is. Singing is the heart and the soul getting involved. Singing comes from the soul and it also motivates and inspires the soul. So let's see what Rav Hirsch has to say. So Az Yashir Moshe. Moshe was motivated and inspired to sing. And he says, Ashira Lashem ki go'oga, God, I want to sing to you. How great what you just did for me, it motivates me to want to sing. And then he says, but Rav Hirsch is now talking about the next pasuk. Ozi v'zimras ka vayhi li lishua. Wow, he has a ton of stuff here. And again, I could spend a half hour just on this, but I'm always trying to do more and more and more and more and more. Maybe too much sometimes. Let's see. So again, let's get the pasuk. Ozi, my strength, vizimras, and the song of Ka of Hashem, vahili lishua. That was my salvation. Zekeli Vanveu, this is my God, and I will glorify him. I will be a home to him. As Rav Hirsch says, Anveu is Milashan Nave. Nave means a house. Yeheze Hamaon Nave Mishkan L'Shalom. He's going to talk about how Nave is a house. Elokei Avi, he's also the God of my father. Va'arom Emenu, I will exalt him. So listen to Rav Hirsch's beautiful, beautiful take on this pasuk. Do it a little quick, but later on over Shabbos, the long, cold Friday night, you could try to go into it a little bit more deeply. Ozi, Mishuras Izuz, Hashem Izuz v'Yibor. Oz, Hu Koach, Ha'amida v'Ha'hisnagdus, the strength to go against something. Sheshum Koach Achalo Yuchalo. Ozi v'Zimras. Amidasi bilti haminutzachat v'hazimra shani mashmia b'sha'azu ka shtehen ba'os mikocha shal yad Hashem. My strength to not be able to be destroyed by the Egyptians and the song, my strength and the song that I'm singing about this miracle, both of them come from you. Ozi v'zimras ka. I
left it open.
I left it open. I'm sorry. Okay, you want to keep it open now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know how many other people are coming. I'm sorry.
There's a sign on the door that says,
"Please
close the door."
Ozzy, really? Yeah. Sorry. I'm so sorry. How did you get in? Oh. Yeah. Ozzy v'zimras ka. I feel so sorry. Okay. Ozzy. My strength. Vizimras ka. Ozzy vizimras. My strength and the song. I'm so sorry. I apologize. We got a little confusion. How'd you get in?
I went to MBA and have our You see him jump the
car. I shouldn't even have asked the question.
I'm embarrassed. Okay. I'm really upset that you did. You should know better, right?
Ozzy, my strength, Vizimras, and my song, both the fact that I was saved and the song that I'm singing, Ka, comes from you, Hashem. Kvar ha'anu v'perish b'reishis mem gimel yud'al, al ha'yachas bein Zimra, the song, levein shir. Shir are the words, the poetry. Hazamar b'piyot. His Baruch Hashem, we explained over there, Shebezemer nishma kol ha-nefesh ha-misnaseis el-al limrome ha-hispailus v'ha-bishilus al-kanfe ha-hagigim ha-mislabtim ba. He says that with song, with the melody, you hear the sound of a person's soul that is being lifted to the heavens. Limrome ha-hispailus, to the exalted levels of inspiration. V'habshilus al kanfei ha-hagigim ha-mislabtim ba kederach shepri ha-gefen, just like the grapes of a vine, mamshil al zmorosav, ripen on its branch. The verse says the reason why a zemer is called a zamir, is called like a branch that ripens, is because a song is a natural growth, outgrowth out of a person's inspiration that happens when he sees something happen. All of a sudden, the song bursts forth; it sprouts forth from him, like grapes sprout forth on a vine. Pu'ula ila'it zu shel ruach ha'adam. This elevated act of the spirit of man, sheba mizgala meitav koach atzimuso, that through this song becomes revealed the great power of man's exalted neshama. He eitzel hamishorero eloki, poel yotze shel hashra elokis. Wow. Song through by a prophet or by a holy person is an expression of the godliness, the godly spirit that rests in a person. Harezeh kedivrei ne'im's zmiros Yisrael. This is like the words of David HaMelech, who is called ne'im's zmiros Yisrael. David HaMelech in Tehillim calls himself ne'im's zmiros Yisrael. He is the pleasant singer of Israel. That's what David HaMelech calls himself. And what does he say in Shmuel Bet? He says, Ruach Hashem diber bi. The Spirit of God speaks in me. Umilaso al lishoni. His words are on my tongue. Mishum kach. Choser kina haguf b'chal haksu ma'ela. Oh, that's why it doesn't say zimrasi. Lo zimrasi, ela zimras. Dafka zos rotza mishor lomar she'ein zos zimraso. My song, David HaMelech said, my song is not mine. And that's what the Jewish people and Moshe Rabbeinu said over here. Oziv is zimras ka, not zimrasi. It's not my song. My song is an expression of God's inspiration that's inside of me. Not only did God save me, but God placed inside me a soul that it's capable of singing to him. So Rav Hirsch here is stressing how all spiritual song, and one could argue all song, even non-spiritual song, is a product of the godliness and the spirituality that a person has inside of himself to sing. That's where the motivation and the drive and the emotion that comes with song comes from. It's something that Hashem placed in each one of us. It comes from somewhere inside of us, but somewhere exalted and elevated. Shem Hashem kach. Listen to how Rav Hirsch understands this pasuk. Fascinating. He says, "Perish hakasav who? Yeshuasi, va'af. Not only my salvation, and even the inspiration that this salvation woke up in me. Both things, ozi v'zimras, the strength that I had to be saved." And Vizimras, and the singing that resulted, that inspired me, that I was inspired by to sing, both of them are ka. Both of them came from you. Klomar, Gorali v'chayei nafshi, Shnehem hiskalus gvurasa shalabori, Hamechaye osi b'chol eisu v'chol sha'ah, Hi nireis la'ayin be'etzem hispa'alusi, V'zos v'ayhili v'yishua. Not only did it come from you, this is the whole point of my salvation. Why did God... So fascinating. Listen to this. Why did God save me? Hashem hoshieni mipnei she'ra'a bi kli kosher legilui koach shiltono hama'atzev dumus amen va'anoshim. Wow. Our verse says the whole reason God saved me was because I have this koach inside me. Was because I was able to see that. I'm not sure that solidified. He solidified. I'm not sure. Chulshasi hachitzonis v'kochi apnimi v'kosher hispailus nafshi ziko osi b'siyata d'shmaya. My external weakness, but my internal inspiration and strength of character, that's what allowed me to benefit from your siyata d'shmaya. B'tevas haleluka. Rav Hirsch here stresses that the word haleluka, haleluka, praise God, miskasher shem Hashem, ties the name of God, l'musak echad im shir ha-halel, lemefalos Hashem, in the praises of God's actions. Harei zut sura spitu shebisod osarayin atzmo. Haspilos shebashir ha'ala lemefalos Hashem, hi atzma nasis maise Hashem. Wow. The ability to get inspired with by praising Hallel for the acts of God, that itself was done by Hashem. Efshe shezeh gam biyo divrei Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi b'psachim, ba'asar ma'amaros shel shevach nemar sefer tehillim, gadol mikulan, the highest expression of praise is Halleluka, shekol el shem v'shevach b'bas echad. You have the name of God and the praise of God at the same time. Halleluka. Zekeli, hine zeh Elokim mikan ve'elach, zeh atach hazisi v'chashti shu levad amatzi v'skorli v'eschai nafshi. I finally realized that this is God who is the one who is my whole goal in life. V'chein afke b'yadav mi'atav ad'olam es kol chaye gorali v'nafshi. Hu yatzveim v'hu yinachem. Hu yiyakoch hamaniya osi v'arei zos hora asar mi'ulishel kale. V'anveyu, I will be a home for him. Atziyas atzmi b'fanav. So Rav Hirsch is stressing over here. And then Elokei Avivei Romanu, he says, the job of every generation is to just strengthen what came before them. He was also the God of my father, but I got to take it further. I got to take what my parents gave me and take it a step further. I got to bring God even more into the world. I got to even bring God more into my life. So Rav Hirsch reads this pasuk very, very beautifully. Ozi v'zimras. The fact that I was saved and the inspiration to sing praise to Hashem as a result that I was praised all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only that, Azi v'zimras ka, so my inspiration to sing comes from Hashem. Not only that, Vahili Lishua, that's the whole reason God saved me. Because He knew that I was a Kli, that I was able to do this singing, that's the reason He saved me in the first place. Vahili Lishua, that's the whole goal of the Jewish people. The whole goal of the Jewish people is to sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole reason we're here. So the Jewish people prophetically understood this connection between singing songs of praise to Hashem and the whole reason for our existence. And then Zekeli va'anveyu, I will be a home for him. Wow. So Rav Hirsch is talking about the importance of being inspired, right? Of Rachmana Libabai, God wants our hearts. He wants us to sing. Hallelujah, that's the highest form of praise in all the book of Tefillin, in all the book of Tehillim. Praise the name of Hashem. Hallelujah. Okay. Looks like there's three more points. Okay, I'm going to say the rest of it outside because so much to do here. So, right away, after you see it, after this point, right away, take a look at page 200. So, right after they sang this beautiful shira, they were inspired prophetically to scream out a song of praise. What happens right away? They complain. Right away. Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Well, first, Chaf Gimel. They came to Mara. Well, first they walk in Pasuk Chaf Beis, page 200. They go 3 days in the desert. They couldn't find water. They came to Mara. They found water. Oh, it's bitter. What happens? The people complain. Moshe calls out to God, and God gave him a tree. He Vayorehu. Vayorehu, Rav Hirsch is going to say, not only did God show him a tree, but he taught him. Vayorehu is the Lashon of Mora, Torah. Vayorehu, to teach, more. Vayorehu Hashem eats. God taught him a tree. Vayashlech al amayim. He threw it into the water. Vayimtiko amayim. And the water became sweet. Sham samlo choku mishpat v'sham nisahu. This is where God taught the Jewish people the lesson of life. Rav Hirsch has a beautiful take about this, and I'm just going to tell it to you outside. You could read it inside over Shabbos. He basically says that the lesson here was Torah will sweeten any problem that you have. A life of Torah will sweeten any challenge. There's a lot of challenges in life. But if you have a connection with God, if you have a life of study of Torah, the Torah, Vayorehu Hashem Eitz, Eitz Chaim Hilam Achazinba, Vayorehu, He taught him. And by the way, this was the introduction to Har Sinai. This is what you needed to know before getting to the Torah. What you need to know is Vayoreu Hashem Eitz, Vayashlichu El Amayim, Vayimtuku Amayim. That will sweeten it. I'll just show you one line here. On the eighth line. B'mara haya aleim lirchosh es hanesion harishon. In Mara, they had to gain the first test. Shloshi yam lamatsu mayim, v'hamayim shematsu l'basof hayu marim was bitter. Az, v'yoreyu Hashem eitz, v'yashlech al hamayim, v'yimtko mayim. Sham, v'mokom hazeh, nochechu b'nisayon hazeh l'das. Ki af mirurim yimtku al yidei chukei Hashem akshur b'hem. Whatever challenges, bitter challenges God throws you in life will become sweetened. Al yidei chukei Hashem akshur b'hem. Choku mishpat. It's a refuah. He says, the sam is what? Look at the next paragraph. Al chashivu sheshal toras Hashem. Kei matzu echad davar Hashem atzma. Amigal pasach hasamach. Shel torasu ki refuah monas l'chol machlas aguf. Dover min ha-torah reu shenemar vayoreu Hashem eitz. Vayareu, it doesn't say. Ela vayoreu. Vayoreini. Mamar zeh enu mipatei ela tochen ha-bor ha-mashir shesrachshus. Right. The Torah of Hashem sweetens for the Jew any difficulty. And they had to know that before getting the Torah. And now the last two points that Rav Hirsch makes here, and the next many, many, many paragraphs, all has to do with two ideas that go hand in hand. So the whole parsha of the Mun and Shabbos, at the very end of the parsha, was the same thing. The point of the Mun was to instill within the Jewish people from the very beginning as a nation that all of their parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That all of their parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the point of Shabbos was to tell them the same thing. One day you have to stop to dafka realize that all of your parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the lesson that Shabbos was meant to teach them in the very beginning. I'll just give you a little bit of a taste of some of these ideas. I probably should have underlined the main lines. Lo ba'asibur hazeh el lohdiya al musad ha-shabbos, the foundation, yisod of Shabbos. Shabbos is the foundation of the Jewish people. Shehunhag b'chai am Yisrael yideh hisnasus bilti posekus b'chavaya ha-nisis shel arboim shnos ha-midbar. Musad shekol Yisrael v'chol ha-yadu sushtesu olav. All of the Jewish people and all of Judaism, the foundation of it all is Shabbos. Pesach was Hekim LaHashem as Bata Yisrael. Pesach established the house of Israel. Shabbos Kim LaHashem as Bata Yisrael Doros. Pesach established the house of Israel, but Shabbos is what maintains and sustains the house of Israel for all generations. At first, in Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk teaches us why we need Shabbos. They came from Elim, where there was plenty of food, to the Midbar, into the desert. And the people complained and said, where are we going to eat? What are we going to eat? How am I going to support my wife and children? As the Gemara says in Pesachim, Kashim is an osa shel adam ki kriyas yamsuf, right? They just said kriyas yamsuf, very nice. But kriyas yamsuf doesn't put food on the table. The danger of starvation is what causes everybody to be worried. Ulam. So he says, Kolod lo nishtala karzu b'lev ha'adam. Kolod ha'adam nirtam lo'ol panasasu levado hu levado b'kochzum gulim. Ein ketz lo sadaga. Person's always worried about making parnasa. And a person, even he might be, he always feels like he's in a midbar, like the Jewish people were. Turn the page. El agam b'soch tocho shel olam miyushav. Even when he's not in the midbar, he's in a big city, he's still nervous. How's he going to make a living? Olo adam lachshav ki da'agaso tzricha lahakev lorak es yom ha-machar. And we're not only worried about tomorrow, we're worried about next month and next year and 20 years from now. And this sometimes causes a person to work and work and work and make more money and more money and more money and more money and never stop. Mishum kach holech Hashem es ama asid l'kabos taras l'soch midbar shel mamish. That's why the Jewish people had to begin their forays in a desert, where no one can make any money whatsoever. She'ein bo kol parnasa. Sham yisnasa b'chol emas ha'hove v'ha'asid. That is when the Jewish people were tested with the dread of the present and the future. I lost my place. Okay. Right. Sham yisnasa michusar parnasa v'natul sikuyim, chances. Sham yilamed ladas v'lachazos b'bsaro b'shvil atzmo b'shvil zaro achrov le'ez amida shal choser hischashvus olo matzav kazu v'lu matzav shal rega cholef l'schobis adam b'otzma rabba hari kol dor yotzei mitzrayim hurga b'choser da'aga l'sipuk tzorchei mechiyaso kach mishtamim na'pesach abba avadim hayu. They were slaves. Medagas panasas maladoneim kederek sha'abayim dogim l'kiyum l'shmiras kochon sha'abehemos. So the Jewish people had to develop the trust in Hashem for their parnasa. That's the whole point of the Midbar. Would they listen to me day in and day out? Would they only collect enough for that day? Would they trust in me? The same person who gave me parnasa today will give me parnasa tomorrow. Of course, we're supposed to make ishtadlis, but in the desert, you couldn't make any ishtadlis. So the point was, you had to totally rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second to the last line, U'mikad ma'amar gal shel Rav Elazar Madai, mi shebara yom bara parnasaso, kol mi sheyesh lo ma yochal hayom, v'amar ma ochal l'machar, harei zem b'chusar amana. Wow. Echlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem. B'shar hayom hayolem lecho rak osamana. But on Shabbos, they had to eat the stuff that came double the day before. Rav Hirshier describes that someone who trusts in Hashem all week long and trusts in Hashem not to work on Shabbos, he gets a special geshmak, a special taste out of the food of Shabbos. That's what's meant by this pasuk chafe, where we learn out the mitzvah of having three meals on Shabbos. Right? First pasuk, let's start with chafbeis. Chafbeis, page 203. Pasuk chafbeis. They collected double, and they were afraid it would get messed up like all the other days, right? The sun would melt it. It would spoil it, right? If they would leave overnight, it would have worms and spoil. So on the Friday, they saw there was a lot, and they collected double, and they all said, "No, it's good. You did it the right way." Esa shetofu efu. And don't worry, leave it over for tomorrow. So they left it over, and it didn't worm. And Moshe says, because you listened to him, Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem, Hayom Lom Sitzu Basta, Hayom three times, teaches us the three Shabbos meals. Shesh Yom Til Ketu, and on 6 days you'll work, and on the seventh day you have to stop. And in the merit of that, you'll be zocha to enjoy it. Says Rav Hirsch. That's what elevates our special pleasure on Shabbos. The fact that we stop and trust in Hashem, that's what Shabbos is all about. Even our physical pleasure gets better on Shabbos. Because that's what we want to do. Even with our senses, Yochosh Adam is Kirvas Hashem. Even through the physical senses, you could feel the Kirva Hashem on Shabbos. Behaala zushel hanas hachushin lemadrega shel hiskadshus avodas Hashem tomen echad misimane aheker haofyanim biyosel shayadus ator. This is a uniquely Jewish idea to experience God through the physical senses, through the pleasure of gashmius, through the pleasure of eating. That's what Shabbos is all about. If you trust in Hashem for your gashmius, then when you finally have that gashmius on Shabbos, not through working, you're zoche to grow and to be inspired and to benefit and to have joy and to have a joyous connection of Hashem through the challenge. But olam halo Yehudi, in the non-Jewish world, midakei l'rov rayan gvuas ha'alim esruach adam, v'kovish es hatzchok sh'alpanav v'pnei emas zama she'el elokus. Right? The other religions, they frown on pleasure. Lo kein adam yisrael ha'mechuvan eslibo al gvuas Hashem. Achshav azuzo kefes kfufim. It raises us up. U'meromemes es adam yisoch afisuso. With all of our weakness, God wants us to be happy. He wants us to have pleasure. That's what Shabbos is all about. Trust in God, throw your lot in with Him, and then He rewards you with the Shabbos. He rewards you with the ability to celebrate and to rejoice. He wants us to have that pleasure. Ata yuvan tamashol mitzvah ha-su'uda ha-shlishis b'shabbos. Now we understand the mitzvah of shaloshudas shechazal lomdim and amikazah. Hashem lo asa lo l'urcho shul yatzer es meitzrachei cheyenu b'shabbos. He wants us to make a parnasa. He doesn't want us, he doesn't forbid us to have pleasure. Ela kadei lahanik. This very thought about how God wants us to have parnasa and He wants us to have pleasure, this very thought elevates a person and saves him from kol paranos. Al adam ayachiv al kol adam hamidini hachevrati kedei lechanech es adam Lazakiko, to purify him, Ulataro, could they list all derech lamachshavas b'libo? Amir Shimon Pazi, Amir Shimon Levi, kol ha-mekayim shalosh sudas b'Shabbos. Anyone who is mekayim the three meals of Shabbos with joy, nitzol mishalosh paranios. He saved from chevlo shel Mashiach, midina shel Gehenim, u'mimulchemes Gog u'Magog. Chevlo shel Mashiach, tzivar yom, u'ksiv hasem hine enoch shel achem tzeliel fnei ba yom. However, says Rav Hirsch, someone who works on Shabbos against the will of Hashem, kofar b'kach, he's rebelling against the fact that God is the one who gives parnasa. He becomes a mummer. Sheyesh b'yado l'spanish b'loratzon Hashem. Af neged ratzon Hashem. He thinks it's all about him, the parnasa. He thinks it's kochi votzim yadi. God says, on Shabbos, don't work. I'll provide parnasa. I'm the source of your parnasa. Someone who works on Shabbos, he says, it's all about him. K'v'yachal lo b'ratzon Hashem b'v'chaz l'tolim. Mizono v'kiyumo. It's all hishtadlus. He thinks as long as he works hard, he'll get it. And if he works hard, he'll get hana. We know that all of our pleasure is supposed to come derech Hashem. That's the whole idea of Shabbos. And he develops it a little bit more. So again, he says the whole point of the man was to realize that all of our sustenance comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he took us into a midbar. Even the shtalas that we make is for the sake of elevating, and then Shabbos says, stop working, and just enjoy and benefit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bounty that He's given us. And the whole idea of stopping to work on Shabbos gives strength to the idea of our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the joy that we're supposed to have, and the physical joy. It's supposed to be a physical joy, says our verse. We shouldn't think that eating challahs on Shabbos is not a good thing. He says that because the other religions say, you know, they shy away from the physical pleasure. Physical pleasure is viewed as evil. But a person who realizes that all of his physical sustenance comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to rejoice. The Samachta B'chol HaTov, rejoice with all the good that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And Shabbos is the day that it's sort of like two halves of it. Stop work, but yet enjoy the physical pleasure. Enjoy the bounty, enjoy the physical benefit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. So hopefully we can learn all these lessons. Parshas B'Shalach, we're becoming formed as a nation. We're becoming formed through difficulties. We have to work hard. We have to realize that Torah is what sweetens all the difficulties. We have to realize that Shabbos was given to us as a day of celebrating that special connection that we have. We work all week long, but we realize that our parnasa comes only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shabbos is the day that Hashem gave us to enjoy. To enjoy the bounty of that parnasa even in a physical way. So hopefully everyone should have an enjoyable Shabbos, and through the trust that we have in Hashem and celebrating Shabbos in the right way by not doing malacha, that is what elevates and causes it to be a day of special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And almost, it's connected to the mun. Shabbos is connected directly to the mun because the mun shows that we believe that all of our sustenance comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's exactly why we're zochah to enjoy it on Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos.